It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Oh, that one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 941.
And our Gronk on the ground in the US, Brad Blanks. Welcome back to the show, mate.
Oh, Tommy, Josh, how are you, fellas? Happy New Year. It's all happening. Great to see your faces.
Hey, how long do you keep saying Happy New Year? I'm still saying it. I'm even acknowledging Christmas. How long do you roll it on for?
Well, as I said it, I really haven't said it to anyone. I think there's just this deep affection for you guys that I said it for you. You made me feel like it's New Year's Eve right at this moment, you guys.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So there you go. That's
And so you're you're in Washington D.C. A different type of celebration tomorrow. Is the inauguration. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. And always one of the great parties in America. And this will be my, third inauguration, if you can call it that, this one. It's a bit different, of course. But my first one was as a backpacker in 1997 for Bill Clinton's second term. And I ended up in the bar that was featured in the hit 80s movie St. Elmo's Fire, a bar in Georgetown. And I was doing shots of Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. I thought, how good's America? Well, what a country. And that was just a big party, obviously, for Bill Clinton, one of the great horn dogs of modern times. And then my second inauguration was Obama's, and that was inspiring and a party in itself. But that was more of a party. I was partying with, 80-year-old women that had bussed in from Alabama that were so over the moon that they saw a African-American president get sworn in, and that was a different type of party, but they brought bourbon. So yeah. All in all, very good parties in the inauguration, and of course, this one over what's happened the last 3 weeks, this is on deep, deep lockdown, the city, and very, very silent on the streets of Washington, D.C.
I mean, you think about Australian politics and bringing in someone like ScoMo and no sense of a party, maybe a celebration from people that are into politics, but the US are a different breed in respects to people running the country and the powers that be. What is the vibe really on the ground right now compared to the Obama one? Like, what is the sense you're getting in Washington?
In terms of just on from the street, it is totally dead. This is like an army base. To people that have been, that have other reporters that I've ran into, real life reporters, not like me, that have worked in Baghdad and Afghanistan, they say the city's set up like that in terms of zones to get through to section by section to get through areas of the city. And every corner is, manned with soldiers, National Guard, with machine guns and, army, transport, which is a bit daunting. No sudden moves from me as I walked through there. I always kept my hands. I went up to a police. I went through one checkout, and I thought I could get through, and they all sternly told me to go the other direction. But the first thing they do is check my hands, and I was like, oh, geez, I don't want to get shot for holding a big clunky iPhone. so, yeah, you tread very lightly as you walk through here. But the vibe, very quiet. I don't want to say solemn because it's still, bringing in a president, but it just quiet, very calm, and, not much movement on the streets and no, not many members of the public.
What did it feel like, the domestic flight? So you flew in at around 6 hours ago. Is it sort of business as usual, or with COVID and everything, are things very different?
No, I drove the Blanks family minivan.
Great.
The minivan down. Yeah, it was great.
How long's the drive?
That was about 6.5 hours from New York City. So came in. I broke it up. I stayed a night in Philadelphia, which was nice and quite interesting. I woke up there overlooking, in my hotel window, I could see a glimpse of where the where the Declaration of Independence was signed and the Liberty Bell. And I went, wow, what would these guys think of, 200 odd years on as we drive, come into DC, which is on fully sort of military lockdown. But But I haven't flown yet, Josh. But mm-hmm. when I do, I'm going to be ringing you guys, and I'll give you a full account of flying with Americans.
We want a vlog from you, mate, at least for the channel. What's the sense of the coronavirus mixed upon all of this? Because, I mean, there's two huge things going on in the US.
Yeah, I don't know. It's out of control. It's sitting blatantly on top of all this. So you're out there looking, trying to get through these checkpoints, and you're still very socially distant. We're all masked up, which is great, and that's obviously why a lot of people haven't turned up, even to try and have a look at the barricades like I'm doing. But it was bound to be a virtual inauguration anyway. Before the events of January 6, with maybe people socially distant throughout the National Mall, where the great big water areas between the Capitol and the Washington Monument, leading up to the Lincoln Memorial, there would have been public in there, but the January 6 events pretty much ruled that out.
So where are presidents sworn in? Is it on the steps somewhere? I'm trying. Like, can you give us a sense of that?
On the steps of the Capitol building, and they overlook that that huge grass area that runs then to the water, where of course, as we saw in Forrest Gump, when Jenny ran into the water, screaming for Forrest as he was up the other end, which is where the Lincoln Memorial was. It's a beautiful. I know you guys have been there. I think
they use it in a bunch of movies. Messiah, that TV show. Yeah. There's like a shot of him walking across the water like Jesus in front. It's so iconic. I mean, when there is none of that shit going on, is in the barricades. How close can you get to?
You can get close. Well, in terms of the big day, let's say. You're probably a couple of hundred yards, meters back. Mm-hmm. And in terms of Obama, you couldn't get, because of the crowds, you couldn't get up. So when Obama was there, I was, probably 700 meters back, and you could hardly see him, but they had screens all the way up to be a part of that inauguration. But it's a wonderful event. And if you like history, albeit American history, it's quite the pageantry of it's quite impressive. And then the one from 4 years ago was more fascinating in the fact that it was Trump getting inaugurated, and I loved watching when Trump went to the White House and Obama and Michelle Obama were waiting there to accept them in and have them in for a cup of tea before the big event, and things like that, things that won't be happening for Trump, and Biden.
Yeah.
And so what does the schedule look like for you for the day? How do you break it up? What are your plans?
I'll do radio in the morning, and then I'll – it's a really funny thing. I'm going to go over to – there's a Catholic church is where Joe Biden will he'll do his prayers in the morning, and I'll go and try to see how close I can get to that. I don't know if it's actually in the zone or an outside. From my Google mapping, it's just outside a zone, but as we know, it will be pretty well secure. But I'll try to see if I can get a glimpse there.
So what do the zones mean? So is it sort of separating the public from the events? Yep. And how do you get between the zones?
Yeah. No, so they're not completely locking them down mm-hmm. as of now, because people are living within zones and people have to work within zones. So they're in there, but I'm sitting there, going through them, going, all right, this is all. I think every zone will just be on full lockdown from beginning to end tomorrow of the day. So the scary thing is you look at all this and it's crazy. It's so much security, and you're sitting there in your head going, all right, do they have intel that they know something, or is this just, are they just overcorrecting from, 3 weeks ago that it was, one of the biggest screw-ups in American history, what happened at the Capitol building? So are they just overcorrecting?
It has to be optics. Like if something happened, it's like get it wrong once, get it wrong twice. That'd be the fool.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's, yeah.
I mean, Brad Blank's usually on red carpets, also now on the ground in what is the biggest moment in American politics history. What is what's your feelings like as a, you know, as someone that does light stuff but also covering the harder stuff? What is your vibe? What's your feelings?
No, I do harder stuff, try to find the lightness in the harder stuff. I'm actually analyzing all going, there's no traction. And I love looking at other reporters. I'm just glad I don't have to be a real life reporter, because I'm watching these people, these international journalists, and they're standing there reporting nothing. There's nothing to report on other than, you know, it's really nothing going on. And then I've been obviously watching a lot of cable television, you know, CNN and Fox News and MSNBC. I'm going through them all, and they're all repeating the same story. Even they're struggling, because tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow's where you can, you know, they'll break down his speech. And but all these people that are standing there now outside barricades, you know, with the White House, this little glimpse in the back with the Washington Monument, I feel sorry for them. But in some ways, I'm like, holy smoke, I've got nothing to talk about as well, you know, because we all want something to chat about. And I try and talk to people, but people don't really want to talk because you've got a mask on, you know, like everyone's sort of a little bit afraid of each other, and you can't really chat with the cops. You're trying to crack a joke, and I can see them looking at me. I look like a big beefy guy. I look like a guy that stormed the White House 3 weeks ago. So I'm like, you know, like a big beefy white guy. You know, like where's my Viking hat? You know,
what do you wear? Have you thought about, like, because you can't obviously go dressed up in a costume.
Yeah.
You'll definitely get spear tackled.
No, I'm trying to, like, I put on a rip curl. I thought a rednecks wear a rip curl sweater. You know, I'm trying to bring out the inner surfer. Yeah, the inner Aussie surfer in me. But unfortunately, I look like a lone wolf.
Like a redneck. Where's that? You know?
I look like a lone wolf bomber. I'm a cross between a redneck and an undercover cop. So I don't appeal to anyone out there.
The CCTV is him rocking up in a minivan in a rip curl. You're definitely up to no good.
Yeah, you're on the list. And so,
just great weapons.
when you see the headlines, it's pretty dark. You know, the FBI, you know, doing warnings, and then you hear talks of full blown civil wars. Like, do you get a sense that there's truth to that, or we're going to see anything close to what's being sort of communicated?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, because I sit there and, is it the intel? Is FBI got all these tips, you know, that we don't know something? But then the other side of me is, it'll go through, it'll be a peaceful transition tomorrow, and Biden will wake up Thursday morning, there'll be no incident, and he'll be president, and the country roars back. I get so many, all my friends in Australia, will text me and email me and go, how do you live in that country? It's crazy what's going on there. And it's hard to explain, but 95% of the people just get on with life. Like, they're just everyone's, you know, the traffic's packed, the roads are packed, people are working. My heart goes out to the people, small businesses that are crushed and from the coronavirus. That's more important to me. You know, obviously, what happened 3 weeks ago was, you know, chilling and crazy that could have happened, that people thought they could stop a transition of power, but most people in America just wake up, get their kids to school, and just get cracking, and that's how I feel if there's no incident, you know, during the inauguration or on the day, that this country will roar back.
I was listening to a guy talk about the coronavirus, and he referenced the situation in Melbourne and the severity of the lockdowns, which it was pretty full on. But then he started talking about how drones were patrolling, which is like, come on, bro, I live here. I haven't even heard of that. No, that's not what's going on. Is there anything that we wouldn't know over here based on the media and what they're sharing about the states and the situation? Like, when you're driving, you're getting that sort of, it's like you're driving up to Shep, you're getting the, you know, experience of stopping in at a local area, local town.
Yeah.
What's the, any sort of insights on the ground that wouldn't be covered?
Well, it's great that question, because I'll be in, like, you know, I've lived in a bubble for, you know, 10 months locked down in essentially suburbia New York, and been back into the city like 10 times for a couple of nights at each time back into New York City. But it's so good to get out, and even the drive from, you know, from up you know, New York, you know, state down over the you know, late night last night and this morning, and pulling into gas stations. That again, these places are filled. There's people in there, happy, all masked up, just getting on with life. So, yeah, there's a real enjoyment from seeing people live their daily life. Although we all know we've been in this together, you know, locked down. And the only indication, you know, when I was driving that there was something was from the fact that everyone was wearing masks. You know, when you go into the gas station, or you know, but buy some food. But the different perspective was good. That everything is ready to go. Like there's this pent up, want to be with other people again. So that's how I'm taking it. And that's, you know, as I said, if it gets through the inauguration, fine. And we can get the vaccines going. It's, we're going to be naked dancing in the streets by August, fellas. I'll tell you what, get over here. It's going to be a circus.
Simultaneously, yeah. Donald Trump is organizing his own farewell party. Do you know any person that's going? Like, are there any sort of celebrities that have actually communicated and said, yeah, I'm going to be going to the party?
No, I don't have the list, but I laughed when I saw Anthony Scaramucci got an invite, the Mooch. If you remember, he was like for 10 days, he was his communications manager, and Trump fired him, or they left, split up after 10 days. And then the Mooch became one of Trump's most vocal haters out there. and he got an invite, which makes me laugh. Like it's like a clerical invite, the accidental invite. You know, that someone invites the person you really didn't want. That school friend gets an invite to the wedding that you didn't really want there.
So
you know,
are people broadcasting Trump's thing? Like, is it going to be mainstream media?
Yeah, that will be broadcast. Yeah, that'll be in the morning. Obviously, it's never happened, I think, in 150 years where a sitting president hasn't been there for the inauguration. So it is a historic moment in its own way, albeit, you know, not sportsmanlike, that Trump will be, he'll be at Andrews Air Force Base. It'll be like 7:45 a.m.
Where is that? What state? Off. Is that in Washington, D.C., or where is it?
In Washington, yes, and it's about 15 minutes along the highway. I passed it on the way into town today. And he'll get a chopper from the White House. And that's always pretty cool to see the president leave the White House in the chopper, you know, when they give the final wave goodbye. And he'll be in that, land at Andrews. And and it's been pitched as a red carpet extravaganza, you know, which I tried to get, try to bring in some context to get over there. I had one guy from CBS was like, oh, Brad, I think it'll be very tough to get in, like, a manager at CBS. And I was like, all right, I don't think this one's too hard to get into.
Well, they're doing five invites at a time.
Yeah, that's right. They're doing plus fives. Like, have you ever heard of a party plus fives? Like, geez, like, it's unbelievable. The plus five. I think that'd be fun. I think I could just turn up there in Uber and just, flash my old Victorian driver's license, and they'll think that's a press credential, and I'll, just go straight in. So he has a big fan. He reckons he's got a full army band, and look at the end of the day, for as how can you say it? For what's gone wrong in the last 3 weeks with the end of his presidency, there was still 48% that voted for him. So there's still, and if that approval ratings they say has dropped, let's say there's still 45-40% of the nation that will still want to see their man Donald Trump, fly off into the sunset. So that will be televised, and there'll be some pomp and ceremony. But he hasn't been heard from for the last week. There's been no Trump sightings, and the mainstream media have been waiting for his pardons that they say he'll pardon 100 people, and that'll come out overnight tonight, which is everyone sort of hanging on the last bit of correspondence they're going to get from this president.
Joe Exotic, number one, he's being pardoned. No, I saw do you see all those fake news reports that Joe Exotic's being pardoned?
Well, isn't it weird how we've got to a stage where we're rooting for Joe Exotic to get we want him to get that pardon, don't we?
I just want him on TikTok,
That's That's brilliant. We want Joe doing TikTok videos, right? That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, cut the animals out. Great. Hey, as a parent bringing up kids in the United States of America, what's that like? What's your feelings?
Our kids have been in tune with Trump. You know, my kids are 11, 8, and 6, and they've, you know, being in New York City and, you know, middle of New York, they know Trump's from New York. They saw him in Home Alone 2.
Macaulay Culkin's wanting him cut out of. Have you seen that?
No, is that true?
That's right. Yeah, but Ben Stiller just said this morning yesterday that he's going to keep Trump in Zoolander. So that I think that's a victory for history and, you know, not editing films, which is good. My kids have a good understanding of what's going on and what's happening in a good tone. They didn't get sort of hurt, or they didn't see it as they just saw. I think they maybe they're just immune to the craziness of the presidency over the last 4 years. And then the Capitol, you know, thing was just the cherry on the cake, where it was another day in the office of Dad having, you know, CNN on TV. Oh, Trump, what's Trump doing? Oh, right, yeah, he created an insurrection into the Capitol building. Oh, cool, Dad. And back to the coloring in and, you know, playing with stuff, and maybe so.
I wonder
it's a good point.
I wonder if he'll make them more interested in politics as they get older. Like, I remember John Howard as a kid. All I remember him for is his eyebrows, his bad bowling, and also the gun recall, the gun amnesty. You know, taking my uncle's shotgun. That was fucking annoying. But other than that, I don't really remember any other politics. GST, but when you're six. Yeah. Yeah. Or seven. Yeah. I remember shit. Josh remembers shit from two.
Yeah.
You would know about politics. These kids are probably, you know, proficient in politics.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point, because things will be burned into their mind. Like, they could, now that I think about it, they could probably name, you know, even my six-year-old could probably name three crazy things that happened in the Trump presidency. And that's which brings you to the whole thing that these TV networks and media kind of will miss Trump, and it's that they'd never say, because he brought eyeballs. He brought and I enjoyed Joe Biden's speeches, but I'm not always going to stop and check myself for 5 minutes, maybe walking through somewhere and just watch a Biden speech. Whereas,
and it's not at a Four Seasons landscaping as well.
Yeah, I was looking for that on the way in. I thought, where that is, that'd be nice to go out there. And I should have done this live from the Four Seasons for you guys.
Yeah. So, where are you now? So, you were talking before we started. You're currently in a hotel room. You've got your phone. Are you going to see how close you can get to the White House, or where do you think you can go?
Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll get out there and I'll call you as close. I'll call you from a barricade and see.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it'll be interesting if I get there and the barricades are actually shutting up and the soldiers really have their weapons out to stop riffraff from getting through. But that's, I'll attempt to do that for you guys.
Okay, right. Great.
Yeah, so you're on your ground. I mean, do you want to? You can even give us a little tour around the hotel room and out the lobby and down the.
Get it on now if you want. Yeah, if you can,
we'll follow you.
All right. Great. All right. Well, it could be a while, but we'll it's a 10-minute walk, if that's all right.
A
semi overweight, you know, big guy puffing and panting to you.
A lone wolf.
That's a last joke before you go out. Right? No more.
That's great. Yeah, thank you. All right, I'll get cracking now.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know what to do. How do I do this? This is exciting live television.
So Brad is now getting on to his phone. Classic bed.
I've actually got to go to the bathroom, if that's all right.
Ones or twos?
Ones.
We'll edit this anyway. We can chop around. Okay, here we go, Brad. Where are you?
All right. I actually don't know what street I'm on, but let's. I'm in right in the downtown business district of Washington, D.C.
What's the time right now?
As you can see, we are at 7:34 p.m. Uh-huh. And the streets are empty. Look at that. We're approaching one checkpoint.
There's nothing like hearing American sirens, you know, to really feel like you're in a movie.
Yeah, but there's a bit of, so a bit of sirens, but the, nothing just so, other than the sirens you just heard, complete silence here.
Wow. And so a checkpoint, what do you have to do? Do you have to provide some form of ID or what sort of questions do they ask?
Yeah, they haven't, I've been going through them today and there's no questions. They just really look you up and down and make sure you're not about to storm the Capitol building or do anything.
So is it police or is it military? And so, and what's the difference between?
No, it's all, the three of them, the soldiers, military, National Guard, they are called up. So there's 25,000 of them, Secret Service as well. And they're pretty cool. They're, you know, it's good to see Secret Service. They're pretty focused individuals and not much chit chat, just yes and no questions. And here we go, firemen. Going past, but I'll lead. See over here. Here's a just a checkpoint that's not, not too crazy. See a couple of soldiers pushing each other around now. If you can,
and so, what is the National Guard? Is that like the reserves? Like what? What? What's the equivalent in Australia?
Yeah, like the reserves. And they get called up quickly. They can they can turn it on quickly within hours. They get called up very quickly. So you get, and then the local police, which you have.
Is that a military truck that I can see?
Yeah, that's a military Jeep right there. Yeah, which is pretty cool. Yeah, from the, that's a little boy in you there, Tommy. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Have they got guns? They got guns or nah?
Yeah.
Yes, 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 they have.
And so, what's the deal with Washington DC? Are you allowed to have a guns? Are you allowed to carry them? Like, what's the deal from a civilian perspective?
No, not on this, because I'm only getting that information from a guy was found with accidentally in a checkpoint area with a weapon in his vehicle after his vehicle got searched, and he actually got let off. He was there wasn't an issue, but no, from I don't know outside. I'm pretty sure you can have guns if you have a license for it outside the, the checkpoint, but no weapons in this area that I'm now in, this sort of green zone that, that they've been calling it. So. It looks like a bigger checkpoint, and I'll see if I can get through here. I think I can. This one.
Oh, so any vehicles? Any vehicles allowed through, or is it just pedestrians?
No, there are vehicles in this one. So this is just looks like a pedestrian checkpoint. But the vehicles are getting in. Jeez, look at here comes a. This is pretty cool, actually. I might. This looks awesome. We've got a troop of. Soldiers coming through.
Walking?
Up here.
Or in the van?
Walking, yeah. Walking. Walking.
How do you, do you feel scared? Or are you feel like
no, 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 no. I just feel, they might just tell me to piss off, I reckon. You know, but.
You've got your slingshot on you. It's all good.
Yeah. You've got your fucking your rip curl hoodie. just show them your rip curl. You'll be fine. I come in peace.
Yeah.
I'm a surfer.
Oh, wow.
How are you? How are you, fellas? This is back to Australia. Is it? The Allies. Yes. Thanks, fellas. Yeah. See ya. Yeah. That was good. They were happy, guys. Hey, finally, some happiness from the. Finally, that's the first. That's the first smile I've seen today, fellas. I tell you. all right. I don't think I could get through here, but that was. That was worth it. At least I got something.
And so, where are you? Can you explain, like, how close you are to the Capitol building versus the White House, and how far are they apart anyway?
So now I'm on. I'm running parallel to the whole the strip, the National Mall, they call it. Not Chadston, like Chadston Shopping Mall. It's a it's not that. It's just that long park that runs from the Lincoln Memorial. All the way to the Capitol building, and I'm just parallel to that. So that's that's probably 800 meters to my left, and I'm gonna walk in and make that distance a little shorter. And so going through a checkpoint here, I'll just give you sort of my perspective. So this is interesting. Now there's no one here, and I think today in that white vehicle was Secret Service.
What sort of people are staying at your hotel? Have you seen anyone?
Yeah, all reporters. No fans. Hey, bud. Yeah.
Wow, it looks like you've just entered a music festival, like through underneath like a marquee with barriers. Someone's just checked your bum bags to see if you had ackies on you. You're in, mate. You're in.
Yeah, I'm in. That's right. All right. So we're good now. We're in.
And so, Brad, these buildings around you, are people living in those? Are they apartments or businesses?
No, no. These now I think we're in the government area. So these are all government buildings, federal buildings. Most of them would be. Yeah. And then you always could tell that the corporate ones are probably a bit newer like that there. But all right. Now,
I was just thinking, me asking you if you feel unsafe. It's probably one of the safer places to be.
Yes. Very safe. Exactly. All right. So, again, I don't think I nailed it when I said so. You might be able to see the tip of the Washington Monument through there. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you get that? That's the Washington Monument, and that's the middle, the middle of the mall. And, where that direction is the Capitol building, and this direction is the White House. So we're getting closer to where we can get at least a glimpse of the White House.
Time will you start in the morning then? What time will you be up and about?
Yeah, I'll do my first radio bit at about 6:15 a.m. in the morning. But come mid-morning, like I'd love to get over to where Biden is going to church and have a look. But look, most of my day will be back to the hotel room watching the actual inauguration. So I'll want to see the speech and on my hotel room. And then I'll dip out again and see if there's any movement on the streets. But yeah, so far it's been good. It's an eye-opener to be here. It's sort of a different feeling than previous inaugurations. All right, I'm getting closer to another checkpoint here, and I'll give you a look as I approach.
Is there any sports bars or bars in the area that are actually open?
There is. Yes, there is. I'm gonna head there after this. But fellas, I'm doing the dry January, so it's a real killer.
Oh.
No good. All right, so here we are. This is it. So this is this actual area is called the Black Lives Matter protest area. Yeah.
So this has that yellow paint on the road.
Yep.
Right, is that saying something or is that just
So it says
BLM.
It is. It's actually spelt out Black Lives Matter, and it goes for the whole street. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So here we are.
Bit of music again, playing.
Yes. Yeah, so here we go. So that's the White House you can see in the back there with the Washington Monument.
Yeah,
next to it.
And so with everything that happened at the Capitol, do you find that friends of yours that are Trump supporters, how do they reconcile it? Do they separate the president from what happened, or do some people think it's gone too far? And they, you know, what's your sense?
Yeah, I had to go like. A few of them have gone down the rabbit hole of the QAnon, the conspiracy theorists. Yeah, QAnon. So it's a hard one, right? Yeah, we all love a good conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have read 100 JFK conspiracy books as a young fella. But as you get a bit older, you sort of realize that, conspiracies don't really work. You know,
it's all a bit silly.
Yeah, it's all a bit exactly. Yeah, there you go. There's some intellectual reply to. QAnon will quote me on that. Put it on their website. Brad Blake thinks it's all a bit silly. Yeah, I've had a few mates. But I've had a few mates, that are down that rabbit hole, and that you can't even discuss it, with them.
I think you've got a friend who's deep in it if they reference QAnon as Q.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Just a nickname basis.
Oh, right. Q's going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. The member of the church where Trump went out with the Bible. So that's right here, which is, remember he stood out
it
there.
It is for so quiet right now. There, yeah. So what are you seeing? So there's a few people with some cameras. Are there what other sort of types come out at this point?
Yeah, I love how you politically correctly said other types. What types? And you're trying to get me to.
Is it people who are celebrating Joe Biden? Is it more political? Is it protests?
Oh,
is it?
Now you're trying to save yourself, aren't you? here's some wonderful people, wonderful types, all having a great time celebrating the Joe Biden president. This man here has been sitting here all day, and he has a Mad Max jacket on. This is to Australia. Yeah, come and say hello. Look at this guy. All right. Yeah, what's your name?
Hi.
My name is Smokey Sims.
He's got a very cool mask. Smokey
Sims, _Sims.
Yeah. Yeah, can I look at your, look at this.
Wow.
This is very cool.
So, it's like a studded jacket, yeah. Looks great.
Yeah, look at this. Is this security?
Yeah, it's just
no
one will touch me.
This is just, no one will touch him, he said.
He's a
lover. Porcupine.
When my back
against the wall, so I'll get a twister. No, it smells good over here too. What are you doing?
You've got some
negative energy coming the last couple of days. Yeah, he said there's a lot of negative energy, and he's just got some sage. That's what they call it, sage. Beautiful.
Get it away. Get it away.
Yeah. But yes, some wonderful people who look like they're camping out.
Yeah,
So I once camped out like these guys to get Spice Girls tickets back in 99. So
how long do they plan on being there for?
How long will you be here for?
Till inauguration, and after that,
they're going to be here till Thursday, the day after the inauguration.
Yeah, so we can celebrate and make sure they don't cause destruction because of the inauguration.
Yeah, he's a bit worried about destruction, and so... this man is the last line of defense to Joseph Biden.
And the jacket.
And the jacket. Can I just got to see if I can touch the jacket. Yeah, it's a big moment. That's going to stop a lot of crazy insurrectionists, right? Yeah, I love that guy. Yeah, he's a wonderful Smokey Sim. Big. He's now big in Australia. I love this man. Yeah. All right, so there we go. We've got that. And as we see, we have the church over here. We have one policeman, and there's a hotel. So people are staying in this hotel, which is interesting.
So you can't get past that barricade, though. That seems like it's really stopping everyone.
Yeah, that's the last one. I remember today there was a crowd of guys here talking to a couple of police officers, and I walked in to hear what they were talking about, and then I saw three other police officers walk up. I think I made a sudden move, which is not the right thing to do, but it's interesting that there's not as busy as you would think, and this is the closest you can actually get to see a monument, to see the White House and the Washington Monument, so...
Wow.
It's bizarre. No one has come except me and some Argentinian reporters.
You're going to be passionate to go and sit there for that long. Like, if you can't actually see anything, it'd be like going to a concert and being outside the arena and hoping that you could hear a little bit of it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the best view is going to be in your hotel room on the TV.
Yeah, with room service.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Look at this. It's unbelievable. But yeah, this is it. Right from the epicenter of the inauguration. It's quite baffling that the whole world will be sort of talking about this and watching this. And tomorrow it's sort of the center of media, and there's nothing really going on here. But.
It's so interesting. It reminds me of the Commonwealth Games, like the amount of people.
It's in Queensland. Sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah. You know. Sad. But thanks, Brad, for giving us some insights on it all.
Yeah, no, that's great, guys. Great to see you guys. And thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And you're going to be on Instagram doing a bunch of stories and stuff like that throughout the day?
That's right. Yep, yeah, that's perfect. Right. Yeah, they'll just, you know, selfies of me trying to get like a, you know, Washington Monument in the background and go like that or something. Yeah, but I do love the soul interviewers. I love that. Yeah. You know,
it's oh, great. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. You know, awesome. Anyway, guys, awesome. Yeah. You know, crush it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks Brady. Have a good one. It's a Daily Talk Show.
Bye.